On their way to 140 and, more importantly, snapping the three-game losing streak. They beat the Pelicans, blowing them out tonight, 140-105. Kemba Walker, who is smiling no matter what, and joins us outside the Celtics locker room. And for all of this, what this game became, obviously late, and it was clear the way it was going, it seemed like from the start, and Brad Stevens talked about this before the game, that even at shoot-around today, there was a real sense of purpose about playing the right way tonight.
Yeah. That was kind of my main focus. You know, I feel like as of late, we just, you know, haven't been moving the ball as much as we're used to, taking quick shots and just not playing together like we're used to and capable of. And tonight, that was kind of what we wanted to do. And thought we did a great job tonight at doing that.
And me watching, and you as a veteran player right now, have you become the jockey now and not the horse? Because you got all these younger guys that you just, you know, you're on their back. Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, no, that's what they brought me here for.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the reasons, you know, to bring some veteran leadership and to bring some energy and some enthusiasm, and that's what I'm here for. And I love to do it. You know, I love to have fun. I love to, you know, make the guys around me better, you know, as much as I can. And these guys are, you know, they're flourishing, man. We're having fun. We're playing good basketball, and you know, I think the sky's the limit for us.
Sometimes you have younger players who don't want to listen. It seems like they're very responsive to the older players right now.
Yep, they are.
I know you've been around them. You've seen them in the locker room.
Yeah, no, these guys listen, man. We got a great group of guys, man. These guys just, they want to get better. I think that's what's so special about them. They want to be great players in this league. And in order to do that, you have to listen. You have to want to learn. You have to put the work in. And these guys have all those characteristics.
One of the things that you and Gordon have both done throughout the year, you can sort of sense when it's going to be a Jason night or it's going to be a Jalen night.
Yep.
When did you know tonight, with your instincts and your feel for this, that this was going to be a Jason Tatum game?
Didn't he have like 22 from through the first quarter or something like that? I mean, he was on fire off the rip, man. And, you know, that's the kind of team we have. You know, we have so many guys who can fill it up. And whoever it is on any given night, you know, we got to get those guys to basketball. And tonight it was JT, and he was on fire. And we really, really wanted to get him to that 40 ball. So I'm very excited for him. You know, that's a huge accomplishment, and it's very hard to get 40 points in this league. And you know, that's big time of him.
Hey, thanks, Kimba. I never scored 40. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, we didn't need basketball reference for that. We could have found that out.
Just saying.
As we said, Kemba's been smiling pretty much from the first day he got here. And there's only one time I finally saw him, Max, not smiling. When we got in that glass elevator the other night in Philadelphia, in the hotel, and all of a sudden Kemba looked around. I'd never seen him not smiling. He looked around. All of a sudden there was a thin layer of glass between him and 600 feet above Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of heights.
It was something to see. Kemba, we'll see you on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.